Such a big mouth, it's all right, John. Hey, while you're there, Dale, Shannon Ray, I want you to put this in the bulletin next week, honey. Put Bobby's, give that to Shannon Skyver. That's Bobby's new address that we can write to him. And we get that in the bulletin. I want you to send cards to Brother Bob Bevington. Amen. We and Rosie will send cards and hope you can send a card. Matthew chapter 27. Glad you're here today. Good to see you. Good to see each one of you. Great job on the van and the bus routes. Good job bringing those kids in. Good job in teen class. I heard there was 3 saved today in the teens. That's exciting. And by the way, for some of you that have to leave early, last Sunday morning, after some of you left, 3 people came and got saved. We had 3 people come forward. We had the invitation went a little bit long, but I'll tell you, we had 3 people come and get saved. One man was already saved, and he found believers baptized. And then the other kids were already saved, too. We had 3 people get baptized. They had already trusted Christ as their Savior, but then they found believers baptism. It was really exciting to see those waters stir here at Bethel. And it was really exciting. I know some of you sometimes have to leave right away. I want you to know that 3 people were baptized last Sunday. Amen. Wasn't it exciting, Coolidge? See that? And all right, Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse 33. I'm going to read from verse 33 to verse 42. Brian, this thought's been in my heart all week, this message. It's not a new message. I've preached it here years ago. But I try to preach what God puts in my heart. By the way, you young men and teaching ladies that teach Sunday school and preach, always preach what's in your heart. Don't say, well, I've got to preach this. No, preach what's in your heart. And this is really in my heart. It's been in my heart all week. How we doing, boss? All right. Boy, that grandson's a good boy, isn't he? He's a good boy. Even turn the button on for preacher. How about a skip land? How about a skip land? You got a copy on Unit 475, Buckeye State? All right, here we go. You say, what's that preacher doing? Ham operators, radio people, they like to talk to other countries and other stations. And they shoot skip. They talk all over the world. And sometimes CB operators do it too, if you have a sideband, which I do. So anyways... But I haven't talked on it for over a year or more, but I've had a lot of fun with radio. Most people know I love radios, and that's one of the radios that I do like. I'm not on it very often. Matter of fact, the only thing I've been on for more than a year or more, but the sideband radio, and you can talk over the country, over the world. Yeah. Man, one time I made it to Australia on my CB, off that little antenna, Australia. Sure did. Yeah. And Davey talked one time. And out of my truck, well, not that truck I got now, but the other, to Australia and out of my truck, you know. And it's fun. Talk to different people. And, hey, how you doing? Where you live? Stuff like that. You send the QSL cards and things like that. It's fun being in radio. Those in radio know what I'm talking about. Other people, I'm just boring you to death. All righty. There really is something to this sickness, so it's madness about radios. But alrighty, and I want to share my heart with you. This has been in my heart all week, and let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter 27, verse 33. Glad you're here today. I hope you'll come back for the blessing of the bikers. By the way, if you know someone that rides a motorcycle, call them up today and invite them. Say, hey, we're having a blessing of the biker. They'll know what you're talking about. And we've got a few flyers left. I think I got a couple more in my car left. I passed out some yesterday. And after I went to Harry's. And do what you can to get people out today. And make sure you come back yourself. Well, I'm not, those guys are rough. And No, they're just people like you and I. We got 15 or 20 bikers in our church. Are they bad people? Yeah. No, that's what I mean. The mindset of people, I'm not doing those bikers. They're just everyday people like you and I. And can I tell you something? God loves those bikers as much as he loves you. He died for them like he died for me. Hello? And I want them to know they got a friend here. Amen? And I'm glad we got this. The sixth year, I'm excited about 6 years. We'll just keep on going until Jesus comes. Amen? Look at verse 33 in Matthew 27. And when they were come unto the place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar, talking about Jesus and Calvary and the crucifixion. That's what we're talking about here right now. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted it thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him. They crucified the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the one that loves you so much. They crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and by my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. A lot of people sitting around watching. There's still a lot of people sitting around watching. And they set up over his head an accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." And he really is the King of the Jews. Not only is he the King of the Jews, he's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Where are you kids going? Okay, come right back. And I love these kids here, don't you? Look at the verse 38. Then were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand, one on the other, on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, "That thou destroyest the temple and buildest in 3 days? Save thyself, if thou be the Son of God. Come down from the cross." Hey, if you're really the Son of God, then come on down. Show us that you're really the Son of God. Aren't you glad he didn't come down? There's a song. He didn't come down, oh no, he didn't come down. 10,000 angels were camped all around. I'm not going to sing the whole song, but he didn't. I'm glad he didn't come down. Had he came down, you and I wouldn't have no hope. Likewise, verse 41, the chief priests mocking him and with the scribes and elders said, last verse, verse 42, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross and we will believe him." Well, I'm glad he didn't come down. Heavenly Father, thank you for hanging on that cross. Thank you for taking my sins and my punishment. Thank you for paying the penalty and the price for me. And not just me, but the Bible says the whole world. And Father, I thank you that you stayed on there and didn't come down so we could have eternal life through you. Pray you'll bless us, Father. This has been in my heart all week. I have to believe you want me to preach this today. So please, Holy Spirit, fill me and help me to have all that I'm supposed to say. Help me to preach well for you, Father, that I might be a blessing to the people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to bring a message today that in the past I've brought before. I've preached this message in the Scriptures. I've taught from these Scriptures. So what I'm going to say to you today, for some of you, it might not be new. But by the way, do you know the Bible says there's nothing new underneath the sun? Some of you have never heard me preach this thought, and that's good. But if you have, you still listen. I want everyone to listen to me. I want everyone to hear this. I believe everyone needs to hear this message today that I'm going to preach. Now look at verse 42. Look at verse 42. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. How many see that? Look what verse 42 says about Jesus. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. There's one word there. There's one word in that verse that sums up Jesus' entire life. There's one word. And that one word is others. How many see that? He saved others. That one word about Christ. If you want to give a summation of Christ eternal, his whole life from beginning to end, his one word would sum up his life. Others. O-T-H-E-R-S. Others. That sums up like the life of Christ. Jesus Christ's entire life was summed up by one word, others. Jesus wouldn't come down from the cross because of others. When people ask you to sum up the life of Christ, you just reply, others, others, others. All Jesus' life was for others. His whole life was for others. Get this. I got, if we will ever be said about us that we love God. How many want people say that we love God? That one word that described Jesus must also be present and prevail in our life. Others. If you love Christ, you'll do for others. If you love Christ, you'll care for others. Can anyone say amen? Others. Others. They did for others. They cared about others. If you're ever going to be Christ-like, you have to die to yourself. You got to die to yourself and live for others. Listen, we need to think of others. Do for others. Love others. Care for others. Serve others. Listen, we need to do all we can for others. You know what? Some of you have got a lot of problems. Can I help you? If you get your mind off yourself and put it on others, you'll feel better. That's amazing. Look at verse 40. We need to. And by the way, this church, I think this, in my heart, Bobby, this church is called up for others. You say, well, why are you preaching then, preacher? I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to ever forget. It's all about others, not us. Amen? Look at verse 40. And that saying, thou destroyest the temple and buildest it 3 days, save thyself. Jesus couldn't save himself. He was, you know why? He was too concerned for others. How many are with me yet? If Jesus comes down from the cross and saves himself, then he can't save us. If he comes down and saves himself, he can't save others. How many are getting this? Jesus gave himself up for others. Listen, we need to learn to give ourselves up for others. Jesus saved others. Jesus thought of others. Jesus loved others. Jesus did for others. Jesus gave to others. Jesus cared about others. Jesus died for others. Jesus arose for others. Jesus is coming back for others. Oh, I'm telling you, that one word, others, perfectly describes and defines Jesus Christ's life. Think about this. Think with me now. This Jesus born in Bethlehem, lived 33 and a half years and went back to heaven. His whole life was consumed. Everything Christ did from his birth to his death was consumed for others. Think with me. How many are thinking with me? His whole life was, Jesus had to forfeit himself for others. We must learn to forfeit ourselves for others. Listen, if I serve myself, I cannot serve others. If I think of only myself, I can't think of others. You know why a lot of people get so caught up and they get to, how many of you ever had a pity party? There's usually three people that show up to that. Me, myself, and I. How many know what I'm talking about? Listen, if we get caught up in myself, I can't get caught up in others. By the way, you that are caught up right now and you're miserable, you're not going to believe me, but if you try it, it'll work. Think of others. Do for others. You'll forget a lot of your problems when you get caught up with others. Hello? If I get caught up loving myself, I can't love others. If I only have my eye on me, if all I can see is me, I can't see others. Hello? How many are thinking with me? That's why people have so much internal trouble in their lives. They're always thinking of themselves and not of others. Hey, you with a lot of problems, you with a lot of hurt and sorrow,
Get caught up in others. Get caught up in others. You'll forget yourself and get caught up in others. It'll help you. That's right. Forget your problems and get caught up with others. By the way, you husbands and wives, all this arguing back and forth, and sometimes these snooty snoots. If you'd get caught up, husbands, if you'd get caught up for your wives and think of others, you wouldn't be worried about you. You wives, if you'd get caught up in your husbands and forget about yourself, you wouldn't be worried about so many things. How many are with me? Look up here. The families are messed up because we don't get caught up in each other. Don't worry about what's good for you, what's good for her. Don't worry about what's good for him, what's good for you. Don't worry about what's good for you, think what's good for her. What I'm trying to say, husband, you take care of your wife, wife, take care of husband. I'm trying to decipher that out there. Hello, 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 breaker break. you got a copy? Listen to me. The saddest people in the world are people that never get caught up for others. Today we're going to have a biker blessing. Thank you. And you know why? We're going to get caught up with others. I'm excited about it, Brother Bobby. I really am. I want to get caught up with the bikers. I don't even own a bike. I can't own a bike. I don't even ride a regular bicycle. And the way I am now, Chuck, I would never trust me on a bike unless I get one of them that's got the three wheels. I don't know what, I think it was one of my grandkids was looking at the other day. They were showing him, it was either Lukey or Tippy. I can't remember who I was with. They said, "What's wrong with that? That's not a motorcycle. Grandpa, that's not a motor." They were advertising those three-wheelers on the TV commercial. I was watching a baseball game. Must have been Lukey. I think we were watching the Cleveland Indians. And he said, "Grandpa, that motorcycle's got three wheels." I said, "Lukey, when you get my age, you'll be glad for those three wheels." Those are for older people that can't ride the two wheels no more but want to keep riding. You'll understand. Some of you younger people are saying, "Oh, that old man." No, but when you get my age, now the light's going to come on. Now I know what he was trying to tell me. Others. That's why we got another wheel for others. Three wheels for others. Listen, you want to be like Jesus, your Savior? How many want to be like Christ, your Savior? Then think of others. Then do for others. Did you ever think about this, about Jesus? Every healing touch that Jesus made, was it for himself? Who was it for? Yes. Every thought Jesus ever had was for others. Every healing touch was for others. Every act he performed was for others. Nothing for him, all for us. Everything he ever did. Think with me. Every act that Jesus personally did, did he do it for himself? No. He did it for others. How many are getting this? Listen, when he raised from the dead, when Christ raised, and he did, by the way, I'm glad we got a risen, living Savior. He's not like the rest of them still in the grave. We've got the real Savior, amen? The Bible says in Romans 1:3 and 4, it says that because look at that. I didn't have that plan. Look at Romans 1:3 and 4. I didn't have this plan. I'll just take a minute to look at it. Me and Tommy like this verse. Me and Tom Saylor, we really like this verse, man. This verse got me in. Tommy, Romans 1:3, it revs us up. Boom, boom, boom. He gets our motorcycle going, amen? Look up here, guys. We can hardly wait to get to this verse. Look at verse 4. Or look at verse 3. Concerning the Son of... Who are we talking about? The Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared, verse 4, I'm in Romans 1:4, Jesus, the Son of God, was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. How? By the resurrection from the dead. That's why you know he's the real one. Because not only was he sinless, and not only did he have all power, but he proved that he was a God because he rose from the grave on his own power. John 10 says, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down willingly. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. Hallelujah. That's the kind of Savior we got, Bobby. Eddie, that's power packed. Amen? That's the Savior we got. Listen, and when he raised from the dead, he did it for others. He didn't need it for himself. He did it for us. When he made the blind to see, he did it for others. When he caused the deaf to hear, he did it for others. When he fed the 5,000, he did it for others. When he healed the sick, the lame, the palsy, the blind, he did it for others. When he calmed the sea, he did it for others. He was sleeping, Brian. They woke him up. They say, we perish. Why'd you wake me up? Stop, when? He calmed, by the way, he calms our sea. He don't, for others. Amen? His birth in Bethlehem was for others, the virgin birth. His 33 years of sinless life on this earth was for others. That was the only reason he came. If he didn't come for others, he wouldn't even have came. His death at Calvary was not for him. It was for all us. It was for others. His resurrection was for others, Tommy. Every word that Jesus spoke, every act that he ever did, he always did it for others. Others, others, others. His whole life was surrounded by others. His whole life was for others. His purpose in life was to be born and die for others, to live for others, to give to others, to do for others. That was Christ's whole purpose. Now he sends back to heaven for others. He's coming back soon in the clouds for others. His revelation to the earth will be with him. We'll be with him 7 years. And have glorified bodies. We come down those white horses. Amen. Giddy up. Hello. They had that horse race on yesterday. Kentucky Derby. I've never been. I don't bet on horses. But if I'm home, every year if that Kentucky thing goes on, I try to watch it. Dave and Tammy were flabbergasted. Dad, I didn't know you. Oh, yeah. Dave said, well, if you get there quick, then you can put a bet. I said, I've already got a bet down. Kidding. They're actually going to people say, preacher, no, I just get a kick out of watching it. It's supposed to be the fastest horses in the country. And horses are sharp. We're gonna ride one day. And by the way, the one we're riding will beat any of those Kentucky Derby winners. Amen? Think about it. I told you the story when I was a kid in high school. You've probably heard this before, but I tell it again. Didn't have a plan, but I think I will. A bunch of us teenagers, we went to Pearson Park in Toledo, where I grew up. We rented these horses. And me and Bill Eastock and Mike McElroy, a couple of my buddies. Tim, I never rode a horse. And I never even went on a pony. But I was excited, and these guys had rode horses before. So I got on my horse, and we start. Man, they start. Then all of a sudden, Mac and them said, let's get Sky. Let's get our horses to run. And they started running their horses right through the woods and everything. My horse followed their horse. Oh, my lands. And preacher was falling off, and I was oh my, whoa, whoa. And I kept pushing on that, what's that called, a stir? What's the thing you put your foot in? Yeah, I kept thinking that's a brake. And I kept pushing on it. Like when I pushed on my Buick, I had a 55 Buick. It's Brother Nowak, when I hit that thing on my Buick, it always stopped. Man, I'm putting that thing down. Then I'm trying to, and man, it wouldn't stop. And they were laughing. Man, we were brushing by the trees and everything. And I grabbed that horse by his neck. I have a violent temper. When I was a kid. And I said, I'll strangle you if you don't stop. That horse never stopped. I almost did something in my pants. I'll have to remember, I might have, I'm not sure. There was some wetness, and I don't know if it came from me or the horse. But I remember getting back. And boy, when I got off that horse, and by the way, I've never rode one ever since. I've never been on it. There's two things I've done in my life that I've never done again. I rode a horse, and I never rode another one. But I will when we're up in heaven. And it'll be okay then. And when Rose and I first got married, we went on that blue streak at the roller coaster in Cedar Point. And I know you kids know, oh, that's a baby one. That wasn't a baby one then. That was not a baby one now to me. Man, me and Rosie were both coming out of that roller coaster. The kids are going, yay! They thought I was with them. Because I'm going, I was terrified. Because I'm terrified of heights. Kink, 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 kink. Oh, my lands. I said, Rosie, we made a mistake. And I'm like, I was 20 years old when we got married. 20 years old. I was near our honeymoon. And almost didn't live to be 21. And Rose says, I'm falling. I'm going. I said, hold on. Chuck, I've been in all kinds of bar fights, but I'm terrified of that roller coaster. And we were in about the fourth one back. If you look at that bar, you'll see fingerprints in there. They're mine. And I got off. That time, I think there was water from both of us. And I'm honest to God, Kelly, I'm not lying. I'm not preaching right now. I'm telling the truth. You'll get it. You'll get it. I was in bar fights, gang fights, all kinds of stuff. I never was tough, but I was in them. And I'm a little baby at the roller coaster. We were almost crying. We were shaking. We wet our pants. No, Rosie didn't. But I blamed her. And I told Rosie, I said, and I promised God, I did. Even when I was on that roll, I said, God, if you get me off this, Lord, I give my word, I'll never get on again. And I haven't. I haven't been to Cedar Point in about 15 years, but even 10 years. But even if I went, I would never go on it because, first of all, I'm not crazy. You think I am, but I'm not. I can't take the, and boy, you ever notice, people are crazy about these rides. They used to have this one that went straight up, and it went straight down. Was that called the demon drop? Yeah, it went straight up, and then, people would be puking. I mean, because it was like all that. Oh, man. It was a blast. Can I go again? And I'm a young preacher, of course. I knew I was going to get on that. And it was called Demon Drop. You're right, it was called, because there was a big guy, a man probably about 6'3", standing and waiting in line to do it. And I said, do you know what this is a picture of? He was a perfect stranger. I'm glad he didn't punch me in the jaw. I said, do you know what this is a picture of? He said, no, because it had been broken down. And he waited for an hour. He said, yeah, I've been here for an hour or more waiting. I said, it's a picture of a person dying without faith in Christ and going straight to hell. And I'm not kidding you. That guy's cheeks, Marty, he was bigger than Foreman. How big are you, Brother Foreman? Well, he was just a little bit bigger than you. And boy, his cheek went like this. Man, my heart went like that. Because I thought that guy's going to knock me out. And so I just said, yes, sir. I looked him right in the face like I was brave. I was terrified. Look him in the eyes, Eddie. And I said, yes, sir, straight to hell. Yes, sir, I did. And then I walked away, and that guy got out of that line. He didn't go, he didn't walk after waiting all that time. Did you say anything more to him? No, I got out of there. I gave him a track and got out. I mean, you can even be stupid or dumb, all right? Hello? Oh, I'm going to win them to Jesus. Yeah, I put the seed in. Hello? How many are with me? Others? I was thinking about others. Amen. Listen. Listen. When he calmed the sea, he did it for others. His birth in Bethlehem was for others. His ascension back to heaven was for others. He's coming in the clouds in the rapture for us soon. And it's for others. Can anyone say amen? John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. You know what heaven's all about? Others. The mansions in heaven. Others. Eternal life. New body. Who's it for? Not Jesus. He don't need it. It's for how much? Who's it for? Yes. Others. Heaven's for others. Listen to me. Now get this. Think about this truth about the wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. What is Jesus' heartbeat? What's the heartbeat of Christ? Others. The heartbeat of Christ is others. What's the thought on his mind all the time? Others. By the way, there's a song. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. When he was on the cross. I think Annie sings that song. I was on his mind. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad I was on his mind. I'm glad when Jesus was on the cross, he was thinking of others. Look up here, kids. Did you know when Jesus was on the cross dying for us, he was thinking of you? You weren't even born yet, but he was thinking of you. Listen, what is the love and intent of Jesus' heart? It's for others. How many want to be like Jesus? Then you better have room in your heart for others. When we lose ourselves for others, then we find ourselves something about the Christian life. Whatever degree I live for myself, I cannot live for others. If I get caught up in myself, I can't get caught up in others, John. If you get caught up in yourself, you can't do anything for others either. Listen to me about Christ. Every act about Jesus, every thought, even his thoughts. You ever think about just what Jesus even thought? Every thought that he had is for others. Wow. Every word, every deed, every step that he walked was for others. Every miracle he performed, every healing that Jesus did, he did all for others. His birth was for others. His life was for others. His death was for others. His resurrection was for others. The rapture is going to be for others. The revelation of Christ is going to be for others. The millennial reign, 1,000 years, is going to be for others. New kingdom, new earth, it's all for others. Mansions in glory, it's all for others. Others, 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 others. All we think about Christ was nothing about himself. Was all for others. O-T-H-E-R-S. Others, 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 others. All he did for his whole life was for others. But my face turned red. Listen to me. Christ was centered for others. All the nurses here are big. Oh, God, don't let him have a stroke. I've been doing it for 40-some years. And by the way, if I go out, what a way to go, Joe. Hey, Chuck, if I'm going to go, what a way to go out preaching, amen? Couldn't think of a better way. Listen. Hattie Lawrence, we closed today, the special needs kids. But they do it every month. You know why? They do it for others. The nursing home ministry is not for Eddie and Liz. It's for others. The jail ministry, and praise God for the jail ministry. Had some converts that were baptized last week. The whole jail ministry. Coolies, that's not for you and the folks. It's for others. Look up here. The reason we do all our ministries, not for us, not to get any acclamation for us. The whole purpose of doing everything we do is one reason, for others. And if you're doing it for any other reason, by the way, praise God for those buses. But the whole reason we bring those buses, run those buses, is for others. Hello? Am I making sense to anybody? The teen ministry. Bobby and Jamie have aged 25 years in the last 10 years because they're doing it for others. Amen? Listen, the jail ministers, the blessing of the bikers today. We got the blessing of bikers going to be this afternoon. We're not doing just to have a biker. We're doing it for others. How many are getting what we're doing here? The bus, the drive a bus for others. I seen Danny working on them buses yesterday. God bless all you men that work on our buses and our vans. But I saw Danny yesterday. He hates me saying things like, God bless you. He takes out, he comes in a hot, cold, rain, snow, keeps them buses. You kids get there going those buses because there's a man that knows it's important for others to get on that bus. That's why he does it. He don't get a cent for it. He does it for others. How many of you are getting what I'm trying to tell you today? Everything we do ought to be for others. You should go out today and invite some people that have motorcycles. Why? For others. What if they come and got saved? What if they're already saved, but maybe they're discouraged in their life? Maybe they'll be encouraged today. Show that you care about them. Others, others, others. How many are getting what I'm telling you today? Listen, be a bus, drive a van for others. Be a bus captain for others. Be an usher for others. That's right, an usher being for others. Sing a song for others. Bring someone in a car for others. Clean the church. Oh, yeah. You say, what's that? So when people come, they got a clean place to come to. You didn't know, but what you're doing, making a testimony for Christ. Clean the church for others. Give money to the missionaries to help finance their works over there for others. Run the Becca Club for others. Do Sunday school for others. Work in the nursery for others. Lead someone to Christ for others. Work, pray, be present. Just being present for others. Because when people come to church, if there's nobody in here, they'll say, well, that must not be very important. No one's coming. Hello? We need to come back today just for a testimony that in church is important to these bikers. Others, others, get caught up in others. Get caught up for others. Think about others. Do for others. Live for others. Listen, I'm closing with this. General Booth, he was William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. He was a keynote speaker every year around Christmas time to the Salvation Army. He was the founder of it. One year, he did it year after year, and one year he was at his deathbed and he couldn't come. And the people said, it won't be the same without General Booth. Could he just write down a message on a paper? And General Booth said, I can do that. And the man got up in front of the whole crowd. He said, I've got the keynote speaker's message right in this letter here. And here's what General Booth wrote. Dear gentlemen, others. That's what he wrote. Others. That's all. He wrote one word. General Booth wrote one word to him. Others. The Salvation Army's for one reason. For others. Hello? This church ought to be everything for others. One word. Others. 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 Lord, help me. Let me read this poem and I'm done. Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way. Even when I kneel to pray, my prayers will be for others. Others, Lord, yes, others, let this motto be. Help me to live for others that I may be like thee. Help me in all thy work that I do, even be sincere and true and know that all I do for you must needs be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain and buried deep and all in vain. May efforts be to rise again, unless to live for others. And when my work on earth is done, and my new work in heaven begun, may I forget the crown I won while still thinking of others. Others. You want to have a great Christian life? Die to yourself and live for others. Think for others. Do for others. Give to others. Care about others. Others, others, others. He cared. He saved them. Others, he did not save himself. No, he saved others. Christ is an example for you and I. He saved others. He got caught up for others. He gave his life for others. 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 One of the greatest words in the Bible, and it describes our Lord and Savior, Jesus. If you only had described Christ with one word, it would be that word, others. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christ died for all the others of the world. Father, thank you for caring about us. Thank you for doing for us. You do so much. Your whole personality, your whole life was focused for others. The death, the life, the resurrection, everything. Everything you're going to do was had one focus, others. Your love was for others. Your concern was for others. Your healing was for others. Your miracles were for others. Your blessings were for others. Your salvation was given to all that would believe for others. Father, help us to grab hold of what you did for us, that we might be Christ-like in our life, and that we would do for others. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed today, how many could say, "Preacher, I know for sure I'm saved. I know I've trusted Christ as my Savior. And I know if I die, I'd go to heaven." Could you raise that hand? I know for a fact I'm saved. Thank you. Is there anyone here today say, "Preacher, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me?" Anyone like that today? "I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. But I don't want to die and go to hell. Pray for me." Anyone like that? Pray for me. One last thing. How many would say, "Preacher, God spoke to me today. And I need to get caught up more with others. Sometimes I get caught up too much in myself and I forget about others. Preacher, help, pray that God will help me care about others more." Who'd say that? My hand's up, by the way. I want to care more about others, do for others, serve others. Heavenly Father, I really believe I did what you told me to do, and I pray the words didn't go out void. I know they didn't. God's word never goes void. Help us. Help us at Bethel in the midst of all we're doing. Sometimes when people are busy doing, they forget why they're really doing it. Help us as we do our ministries to always remember why we're doing it, for Christ, for others. Help us not to do it for just our self-proclaimed acclamations. Lord, help us to do it for others. Help us to do it because you would do it. I pray you'll bless us. Bless the meeting this afternoon. Oh, God, please bring people here, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse.